Welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. This is edition number 14 of Season 7. We are working our way through the book of Joshua. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Presbyterian Church. This morning, we come to a small section after yesterday considering a very large section in the survey. We're going to dig deeper into a much smaller section contained within Joshua chapter 14, Joshua 14 verses 6 through 15. Let's pray first and then we'll consider this section together. Our Father, as we now come to this section of your word, we come humbly asking that you would teach us and guide us, that you would give to us the insight, the wisdom to understand your word, and that you might apply it even to our very lives. May your Spirit teach us, and may you help us even now, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Now, Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 15, really contained in that larger section that we covered yesterday, we have this very interesting narrative of the events that pertain to Caleb. Now, you remember Caleb, he is the man, the other man with Joshua, who went into the, in the book of Numbers, they were sent into the promised land to spy out the land. They came back, and despite the protests of the other 10 spies, they were the ones who stood firmly upon the promises of God. They believed the promises of God and told the people that they could and would indeed conquer the land if they were to go into it. As a result, the people did not. They were afraid. They did not believe God, and his anger was turned against them. And as a result, that generation would perish in the wilderness, except for Joshua, the leader of Israel now, and Caleb. Now, it would be easy for us to forget Caleb. Where has he been all of this time? Well, here the narrator in these verses gives to us insight into the events that occur with Caleb. What we first see about this man is that he was a faithful servant of God. There's a number of ways in which I draw that out from these verses. There's some expressions of faith that are given. There's remembrance in verse 6, and the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea concerning you and me." He's remembered the promise. And this has been many years since this event. This has been a long time coming. But he remembers. He remembers the promise of God given to him in Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. He perseveres for all these years. In Numbers 13 and 14, Caleb was about 40 years of age. Now he is 85 years old. "I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart, but my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, yet I wholly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am this day 85 years old." It's been many years, but Caleb faithfully followed the Lord for 45 years. Some of you aren't even 45 years old yet. Some of you are much older than that. Most of you are probably not over 85 years old yet. But here, Caleb, 85 years. He's 85 years old. He's followed the Lord faithfully for 85 years. He's followed the Lord faithfully for 45 of them after hearing the very promise and remembering the promise. Certainly, it wasn't always easy for him. He was threatened with his own life when he said, "We can take the land," in Numbers 13 and 14. "We can do it. God has promised it to us." And the people wanted to kill him. It wasn't always easy. It's not always easy to be faithful to the Lord. There's a world out there that hates the gospel, it hates God's people. There's an enemy of our souls that hates us and would kill us where we stand if God would allow it. It is not always easy, but we must persevere. And it's not always immediate. Faithfulness is not always immediately, rarely, in fact, is it immediately rewarded. But now, 45 years later, it will be. It's going to be rewarded. And there's a confidence, of course, in Caleb. Note the statements. Give me what the Lord spoke on that day. Give to me that which the Lord promised me. We pray that way, and we ought to pray that way. We ought to pray the promises of God. We ought to say to Him, you are the one who promised this to me, that you would take care of me, you would provide for me, you would be with me, you'd give me insight into your word, you would grant me your spirit that I might not sin against you. And we need to pray the word of God as we draw remembrance of the word of God in our prayers. Caleb spoke with confidence, give me what the Lord spoke on that day. Joshua fulfilled the Lord's promise to me as he has said. These are not the words of a wish. These are words that are rooted in the confidence of the word of God itself. And he was also confident in the following and persevering and faithfulness that he would commit to the Lord. His whole rooting of this faithfulness is rooted, is the foundation of his faith is rooted in the very word of God itself. And that must be where our faith is rooted. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so our faith is rooted in that which God has said. He's a faithful servant, has been. May it be true of us. May we be faithful people in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the hardships, in spite of the bumps in the road, in spite of the twists and turns of our lives. May we continue to draw our mind back to the promises of God and what He has told us in His Word. And may we remain steadfast, immovable, always abounding in His work. May we be faithful to all that He has said. We must pray for that. We must pray, Lord, give to us what You command us, to be faithful. We long to hear those words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That is what God wants from His people. The second in this text, we also see not only this faithful servant, we see a faithful God to His servant. We see the trustworthiness of God, a God who cannot lie. We see the faithfulness of God, the sovereignty of God, and the promises of God all given here to this faithful servant. We see the blessing of God. When He tells His people of that which He will do for them, He does. He leaves nothing out, no detail, no blessing will be withheld to those that love Him and are faithful to Him. And how does He do that in this life, in our world today? Well, He gives us His sure word. The foundation of Caleb was His word. He gives to us in the 66 canonical books of Scripture, He gives to us the word of God, His mind. All of it is yes and amen to the people of God. And so we must drink deeply from that well. We must eat of the meal that He's presented to us, not only in our own private Bible reading, which is very important to our Christian life, but more to the point in proclamation and the preaching of God's word each Lord's Day. He demonstrates His kindness, this faithful God, as He pities and protects us. He's adopted us as His children. He is said that He would do these things. He looks down on us with great compassion. He does that with means, generally. He provides our daily bread. He gives to us elders in the church to watch over our spiritual well-being. He gives to us Christian friends to help us on the journey. We don't do this by ourselves. God is kind to us. He doesn't treat us as we deserve. And He gives to us the faithful one. For without Him, none of this would matter. And so He gives us He who was faithful, even to the end, Jesus Christ the righteous. He who trusted His Father's will and trusted His Father's promises for Him, and who heard His Father's voice and acted on it, all to secure our redemption. And so we place our trust not in our faithfulness. We place our trust in the faithful one, just like Caleb did. The importance of being faithful cannot be overstated. Faithfulness in difficult times, in good times, faithfulness to the Lord and all that He desires and demands of His people. The Lord will bless the faithful. And we have seen it illustrated in this text, even these verses, in verses 6 through 15. It's there. The faithfulness of this servant of the Lord was blessed because of the faithfulness of the God who gave to him the root and foundation of his faithfulness. And so He will bless you. You must labor on. Beg for God's help. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Be faithful. At the end of the day, we all long for that great expression from our Savior. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. May it be true of you. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The way to reach me is there before you on the screen. And so, until the Wednesday edition, when we consider Joshua chapter 20, may the Lord bless you today. May you serve Him. God bless.